Well, hello again. I'm a little bit late recording, but I am recording before the 13th officially, so it counts. How's everybody doing? My name is Adam. It is day 12 of November Podcast Month. You know, if I continue this after November, I don't know what I'm going to say. But anyway, so today is Saturday, and I thought I'd talk about what I do on a Saturday. So what do you guys do on a Saturday? Like, do you go out and have fun? Do you sleep all day? What do you do on your Saturdays? I find that now that I'm an adult and I have to work during the week, of course, when I wasn't an adult, I, of course, you know, went to school. So I was still doing something every day, but now on Saturdays, it's like, I kid you not, because I'm like a bachelor still. I mean, I am a bachelor, but I mean, I'm like a kid. You know, I had 5 garbage bags in my laundry room that needed to be taken out. So I tied all of those up. Well, I got up this morning, first of all. So errands, basically, is what I do on Saturdays. But I got up this morning. Katie had to have her medicine and she was out. So I went to the vet. I called the vet and I asked them if they could put together. She has 3 different medicines that she takes, plus her heartworm. So I called the vet and I said, can you guys get it together before you close so I can come pick it up? So I did that. I went and picked it up and and then I went to the store and I did grocery shopping and I did all that adult stuff. And Katie's in here. She's snoring. So for those of you who wanted me to talk about Katie, I'm going to go ahead and show you Katie. If you're listening to the audio, I apologize. But anyway, I'm going to show Katie now. So 1 second.
Oh, come here, sweetie.
Say hey. Say hey to the camera. So this is Katie. For those of you who are listening to the audio, you're going to have to go watch the video now because you get to see Katie if you go and watch the video. So anyway, so I went and got medicine for the little girl and then I went to the store and I was just going to get a couple of things. I was going to get some dog food for her. I was going to get some Diet Dr. Pepper, but I went to Walmart. And for anybody that goes to any of those, well, Walmart, Target, Kmart, any of that stuff, anybody that goes to those stores, you know that you can't go in there without getting about 1 million things. So I thought, okay, I'll just get this one little thing. Well, you know, I need to make some food this week. I don't need to go to fast food places all the time. So I'll get this to make sandwiches and I'll get this frozen thing. And, you know, one thing leads to another. And I've got like, well, needless to say, I spent $100 and I was only going to spend like 20. But hopefully that'll last me a week or two. Anyway, so I did that. And then I came back and I had to edit DI Plus. My Saturdays usually involve me editing a podcast as well. So I edited DI Plus, and Daniel, I'm sure, will have something to say about how I didn't edit it correctly or something like that. But I did that, and I created a new YouTube channel. So all of my videos, if you look for Geeky Gay TV on YouTube, all of my videos will be there. So I did all of that, and I don't know if I mentioned laundry. I did like 5 loads of laundry, made the bed. I've still got to clean out the refrigerator. And so what do you do on your Saturdays? I'll go ahead and put her down. So what do you do on your Saturdays? Are you all adult and like do all the adult stuff and, you know, do your laundry and clean things and do the spring cleaning and take out five loads of or five bags of garbage? Or do you just go to the park and, oh, by the way, the Razorbacks won tonight, the football game. They beat Tennessee. Go Hogs. Anyway, so that was my straight moment. So I did all that. I feel so adult, you know, when I have to do all that stuff. I'd really rather just lay around or, I don't know, you know, just watch a movie or do something like that, you know, go have fun. But unfortunately, there's no one else that will do all of this stuff for me. I have to do it myself. Maybe one day I'll get a maid and that'll take care of all of that. But for right now, I have to do all of that myself. So tonight I went. And so I know we talked about tips on how to lose weight yesterday. Well, I thought I would prove to everyone that I do eat. I got a comment on Twitter yesterday when I posted that video that said, oh yeah, weight loss tips from an anorexic. I am not anorexic, first of all. I eat plenty. And second of all, I eat plenty. I'm not anorexic. But I wanted to mention what I had for dinner tonight. So we don't have a good fast food hamburger around here, really. We don't have a Whataburger, and that's pretty much what I like. So we do have a Denny's, and they have, I love eggs. And they have a burger that has an egg on top of it. It has hash browns and eggs. So I went to Denny's, and I got the Slam Burger, or the I never can remember what it's called. But basically, it's a burger with cheese, hash browns, and an egg cooked whatever way you want it on top. It's so good. It's probably like this big around. I'm not kidding. But I don't get the cheese sauce. I get a slice of cheese, and then I get mayonnaise on it. And they didn't give me enough fries, though. I got home, and there weren't nearly enough. I had to have some chips and some fries with it because there were not enough fries with it. But that's what I had, so I just wanted to prove to you guys. Of course, I should have recorded, and, well, that's the wrong song. I should have, like, eaten while I was recording so that you could see what I was actually eating, but whatever. So I'm not anorexic. I eat, and I'll just work out extra, you know, and, or I'll work out extra tomorrow. You know, but you can eat, you can splurge. It's a Saturday. I got a lot accomplished today, and so that's what I had. But I was on my way back with my food, and I was singing. You know, people sing in the car. I'm going to admit, I talk to myself. I mean, what am I doing now? I'm sitting here talking to myself as I record. But when I'm in the car, especially, I talk to myself all the time. And But I wasn't talking to myself this time. I was singing, and I'm sitting there and I'm singing along, you know, and I was at a stoplight, and I look over and this girl is staring at me. Well, this light had to, I mean, it seemed like it was red for like a couple of minutes. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but that's what it felt like. It felt like a couple of minutes. And so I kept looking over, and she kept staring at me. Like, no matter what I would do, she was staring at me. So finally, I just looked straight ahead, and I kept singing because I'm like, whatever, bitch. I don't care. Stare at me. I'm going to sing anyway because, I mean, everybody sings in the car. I mean, I wasn't even talking to myself, which, by the way, everybody does also. Everybody talks to themselves. But have you ever driven up next to somebody and looked over and they were picking their nose or something like that? I mean, when we're in the car, we get this idea that like it's completely private and everything we're doing is, you know, not going to be seen by anybody. So we just do whatever it is that we want to do. And, you know, we don't realize that people can look in. You know, the other day I was going somewhere and I didn't want to have to pull over to use the bathroom. So I went in a bottle, and it was in the daytime. And I thought, gosh, if someone pulled beside me, I have my jeans down around my ankles and I'm peeing into a bottle. And it was a Mountain Dew bottle. So the pee just kind of looks like Mountain Dew. But anyway, that's an aside. But I mean, what kind of stuff have you done in your car, you know, just feeling like you were private and then had someone pull up alongside you and see you? I know that there's got to be those of you out there that have picked your nose or been singing along and dancing and, you know, whatever, or talking to yourself or anything like that. I'm sure that people have done that out there. I'm sure there are other things that you have done as well, but we won't go over that. Anyway, I do have a new YouTube channel, as I said, and the videos I hope will get better and better as I go, as I learn how to do this. But if you want to subscribe, they are public videos now. It's Geeky Gay TV. And you can go to YouTube and subscribe to that. You can also find me on Google Plus under Adam Burns, or Geeky Gay is my Google Plus page. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. So I'm going to go for now, guys, but I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.